You're listening to the audio production of Close Enough to Hear God Breathe by Greg Paul, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Daniel Butler.
Prologue. Ray and Me Breathing. She's a beautiful young woman now, my daughter Rachel, tall and willowy, with long waves of mahogany hair, the kind of translucent, lightly freckled Irish skin that seems at times to be lit from within. Dark eyes, her mother's eyes, shining behind generous fronds of lash. Small pearly teeth, one of which is charmingly crooked, lending her frequent laugh an added visual giddiness. She didn't want to get that tooth fixed when she was of the age when such things are done. She liked her teeth the way they were. The way they are, thank you very much, and has never regretted it. Rachel has three brothers. The two who are older, when she was a baby, would come crawling into their shared bedroom among the carefully constructed toy villages or forts made of furniture and blankets, and then would shout, "Look out! Here comes Hurricane Ray!" The four of them are in their 20s now. And watching and listening to them when they're together is one of the greatest pleasures of my life. They're tender and goofy, speaking in the layered codes of a lifetime of intimately shared experience. Family difficulties and sorrows have forged an unspoken loyalty between them. They giggle and poke each other like toddlers. They will deny it loudly and joke about it when they read this, but they clearly adore each other. It's axiomatic, I suppose, that a father has a special bond with his daughter, especially if she, like Ray, is the only one in a family of boys. The fact that she was the first girl born to the Paul family in more than 60 years might strengthen that some. My father, who had three boys himself, then watched a steady stream of grandsons issue forth, didn't think it could be done. It's more than 80 years now, and two more boys, but she's still the only girl. And Rachel is utterly comfortable with that. But I think the real foundation of my particularly intimate relationship with Ray is that as an infant, she would not nurse. Her three brothers did, enthusiastically. But she was indolent, uninterested, or maybe just stubborn. Try as she might.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?